7 minutes past 7. Lisa Pereira is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Children are the subject for most front page stories this morning. The majority focus on the young boy, believed to have been about 3 and a half when he was last seen alive. In the absence of a photo of the boy, several papers illustrate their stories with a picture of Kyron Dernan, the County Louth boy missing and presumed murdered. Crime correspondent Michael O'Toole, writing in the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror, says the latest case has chilling echoes of Kyron Dernan's disappearance. In the Irish Independent, Robin Schiller quotes a source as saying, "While there is no connection between these two cases, there are very similar circumstances in that a young boy is missing and feared dead through foul play, with a significant period of time between the last sighting and authorities being notified." A Garda source quoted in the Irish Examiner described the two cases as a macabre coincidence. The other story concerning children is on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail. "Campaigner warns of digital Wild West," says the headline. The story is based on that report by CyberSafe Kids, which found that children as young as 8 are exposed to graphic content online. The paper quotes one 10-year-old girl as saying she saw people trying to do sex on the gaming platform Roblox and was asked, "Do you want to get on the bed with me?" by another user. Other headlines this morning: "Laser shone at rescue helicopter." That's on the front of the Examiner. It's a report from Cork District Court, which heard that a laser was shone from the balcony of an apartment into the cockpit of a helicopter involved in a search of the River Lee for a missing person. The helicopter had to be stood down twice. Judge Mary Dorgan said the case was too serious to be dealt with at district court level and refused to accept jurisdiction. Bob Hope, that's on the front of the Herald over a picture of Bob Geldof, saying it would be an enormous privilege to serve as the next president of Ireland. The same story in the Independent says he's looking for something new, stimulating and useful to do in the next chapter. He told the paper he was flattered at the sudden speculation linking him to the presidency, but added, "Whether Irish people want me to do that job or not is an entirely different question." £2.9 billion. That's the stark figure on the front of the Irish Sun. It's an article about the record combined amount spent on Premier League footballers in what the paper calls the transfer window splurge.